欢迎来到每天十分钟的英语对话 English Everyday Life 每天学生活英文。本节目由 Zulu Transcribe ZULU 逐鹿赞助播出。开会、上课、出国听不清楚？逐鹿 App 帮你把对话及时转成文字，还能翻译多国语言，操作简单，马上就能用。现在就到 App Store 或 Google Play 搜寻逐鹿。好，节目开始。
Did you ever hear the story of Isun Boshi, the brave boy who was only 1 inch tall?
Of course. Imagine going on an adventure in a giant rice bowl. That takes some serious courage.
Right? Sometimes, I feel like Isun Boshi when I try to speak English in public. Tiny, but determined.
So next time you use chopsticks at lunch, are you on a secret mission too?
Absolutely. Every grain of rice is a mountain, and every soup bowl could be a boat.
If I saw a giant demon at the cafeteria, I'd probably just spill my bento.
Just like Isun Boshi, you need a clever trick. Maybe use a toothpick as a sword.
That would definitely surprise the demon, or maybe they'd just run away from my spicy kimchi.
Kimchi power! I bet Isun Boshi would have loved a secret weapon like that.
Do you think being small can have advantages? I mean, you can hide anywhere.
Definitely. Imagine squeezing into a crowded train with no problem at all.
Or sneaking a snack without anyone noticing. That's an exclusive skill.
Maybe that's why Isun Boshi became a legend. Even the smallest person can make a huge difference.
And now, back to my lunch adventure. May my chopsticks guide me to victory.
Did you ever hear the story of Isun Boshi, the brave boy who was only 1 inch tall? Did you ever hear the story of Isun Boshi, the brave boy who was only 1 inch tall?
你听过一寸法师的故事吗？他只有一寸高，却非常勇敢。
Brave.
勇敢。
Of course. Imagine going on an adventure in a giant rice bowl. That takes some serious courage. Of course. Imagine going on an adventure in a giant rice bowl. That takes some serious courage.
当然，想象一下，坐着大碗出发冒险，那真的很需要勇气耶。
Adventure.
冒险。
Right? Sometimes, I feel like Isun Boshi when I try to speak English in public. Tiny, but determined. Right? Sometimes,I feel like Isun Boshi when I try to speak English in public. Tiny, but determined.
对啊，有时我公众场合说英语时，就像一寸法师一样，虽然很小只，但很坚定。
Determined.
坚定。
So next time you use chopsticks at lunch, are you on a secret mission too? So next time you use chopsticks at lunch, are you on a secret mission too?
所以下次你午餐用筷子的时候，是不是也在执行秘密任务
？Mission，
任务。
Absolutely. Every grain of rice is a mountain, and every soup bowl could be a boat. Absolutely. Every grain of rice is a mountain, and every soup bowl could be a boat.
没错，每颗米都是一座山，每个汤碗都可以是小船。
Grain.
Lee.
If I saw a giant demon at the cafeteria, I'd probably just spill my bento. If I saw a giant demon at the cafeteria, I'd probably just spill my bento.
如果我在食堂看到大妖怪，我可能马上撒掉我的便当。
Spill.
撒出。
Just like Isun Boshi, you need a clever trick. Maybe use a toothpick as a sword.Just like Isun Boshi, you need a clever trick. Maybe use a toothpick as a sword.
就像一寸法师，你得想个聪明的办法，或许用牙签当剑。
Clever.
聪明。
That would definitely surprise the demon, or maybe they'd just run away from my spicy kimchi. That would definitely surprise the demon, or maybe they'd just run away from my spicy kimchi.
这肯定会让妖怪吃惊，
或者他们根本受不了我的辣泡菜，就逃了。
Surprise, 惊吓。
Kimchi power. I bet Isinboshi would have loved a secret weapon like that.
Kimchi power. I bet Isinboshi would have loved a secret weapon like that.
泡菜威力，我想一寸法师要是有这种秘密武器，也会很开心。
Weapon, 武器。
Do you think being small can have advantages? I mean, you can hide anywhere. Do you think being small can have advantages? I mean, you can hide anywhere.
你觉得身材小真的有好处吗？可以随时躲起来。
Advantage.
Definitely. Imagine squeezing into a crowded train with no problem at all. Definitely.Imagine squeezing into a crowded train with no problem at all.
当然，想想看，进挤满人的电车，完全不成问题。
Squeeze.
挤进。
Or sneaking a snack without anyone noticing. That's an exclusive skill. Or sneaking a snack without anyone noticing. That's an exclusive skill.
或者偷吃点心被谁注意不到，这可是独门技能耶。
Exclusive,
独特。
Maybe that's why Isinboshi became a legend. Even the smallest person can make a huge difference. Maybe that's why Isinboshi became a legend. Even the smallest person can make a huge difference.
也许这就是一寸法师会变成传奇的原因。即使是最小的人也能带来大改变。
Legend.
传奇。
And now, back to my lunch adventure. May my chopsticks guide me to victory. And now, back to my lunch adventure. May my chopsticks guide me to victory.
现在该回到我的午餐冒险了。愿我的筷子带领我走向胜利。
Victory.
胜利。
Did you ever hear the story of Isinboshi, the brave boy who was only 1 inch tall?
Of course. Imagine going on an adventure in a giant rice bowl. That takes some serious courage.
Right? Sometimes, I feel like Isinboshi when I try to speak English in public. Tiny, but determined.
So next time you use chopsticks at lunch, are you on a secret mission too?
Absolutely.Every grain of rice is a mountain, and every soup bowl could be a boat.
If I saw a giant demon at the cafeteria, I'd probably just spill my bento.
Just like Isinboshi, you need a clever trick. Maybe use a toothpick as a sword.
That would definitely surprise the demon, or maybe they'd just run away from my spicy kimchi.
Kimchi power. I bet Isinboshi would have loved a secret weapon like that.
Do you think being small can have advantages? I mean, you can hide anywhere.
Definitely. Imagine squeezing into a crowded train with no problem at all.
Or sneaking a snack without anyone noticing. That's an exclusive skill.
Maybe that's why Isinboshi became a legend. Even the smallest person can make a huge difference.
And now, back to my lunch adventure. May my chopsticks guide me to victory.
Brave,
勇敢
Adventure,
冒险
Determined,
坚定
Mission,
任务
Grain,
粒
Spill,
洒出
Clever,
聪明
Surprise, 惊吓
Weapon, 武器
Advantage.
Squeeze.
挤进
Exclusive.
独特
Legend.
传奇
Victory.
胜利
感谢你今天的收听。如果喜欢我们的内容，请帮忙留5星好评并分享，就是对我们最大的支持。 如果想看更多的内容，也可以上 YouTube 搜寻 English Everyday Life， 每天学生活英文。